People are being asked to keep their eyes open for a rather distinct sculpture that was stolen from the Cowichan Lake Education Center on September 15. The sculpture, carved by the Dominion sculptor John Philip Smith, the official carver for Canada's Parliament who is responsible for all carvings in the Parliament buildings, was stolen sometime between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. during the last day of the Vancouver Island Stone Sculpture Symposium that was held at the CELAC. Daniel Klein, director of the Sculpture Symposium, said Smith hand-carved the sculpture in Indiana limestone during the week of the symposium and donated it to the Vancouver Island Sculptors Guild, which organized the symposium, to be auctioned off to help raise funds for future symposiums. He said the theft of the sculpture, which he estimates is worth several thousand dollars, is a great loss to the Sculptors Guild as fundraising is one of the ways that the organization is able to pay for its symposiums. I was packing up and left the CELAC with a load at about 1 p.m. and when I got back at 3 p.m., the sculpture was gone, Klein said. I didn't have space in my trunk to take it in the first load and I could kick myself for not taking right away. It was in a dining hall, about 10 feet from a door to the outside, so someone had gone in there and took it. Klein said there were a few kitchen and cleaning staff in the building at the time and he, and officers from the Lake Cowichan RCMP detachment, have been talking to them to determine if they saw or heard anything, but there are no leads at this time. The sculpture weighs more than 27 kilograms and is more than 50 centimeters high. Klein said that whoever took it can return it anywhere they like, and no questions will be asked. He said he expects that the thief will find the sculpture difficult to profit from. It's recognizable as a piece by John Philip Smith, so whoever took it would never be able to sell it at an auction as many would know that it was stolen, Klein said. They would have to sell it to an individual or just keep it in their house. John Philip Smith was generous to come to our symposium and carve this sculpture for us, and we'd hate to lose it. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of the sculpture can call Klein at 250-210-2715, or the RCMP at 250-749-6668.